Hey, patient's last name's Adams, A-D-A-M-S. First name's M-A-R-L-Y-S. Date of visit is April 6, 2023. Date of birth is December 28, 1942. Referring physician is Lorena Tantier and expert by Dr. Tan. I have the pleasure to see you, Marlis, today for an evaluation for memory loss. Next, we have a date of visit is April 6, 2023. Date of birth is December 28, 1942. Next, we have a chief complaint memory loss. Next, we have history present in this patient, an 80-year-old female, found chief complaint memory loss for some majority history is provided by the daughter-in-law. First of all, according to the daughter-in-law, found the patient has been having progressive memory loss for several. She has significant short-term memory loss for several. Memory is very poor for several. She can't, she would misplace things very easily. For several, patient is not able to remember well. For several, patient also possibly had a stroke. For several, she's not able to see right out of the right side. For several, denies any hemiparesis, antibody sensory changes, diplopia, first of dysarthria, denies any dysarthria for some. Next, we have a patient also had an MRI. Next, we have past medical history, a non. Next, we have past surgical history, non. Next, we have current medication, thyroid medication, memantine, 5 milligrams, 2 pills a day, famotidine. Next, we have allergies, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next, we have social history. Patient is widow with two children. First of all, patient is retired. Patient does not smoke. Patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. Next, we have family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Next, we have a place to not put a review system. And next, the paragraph, a neurological examination, mental examination. Patient is awake and alert. First of all, patient does not know the year, month, and date. First of all, patient thinks the president of the United States is Bush. First of all, patient does not know the previous holiday. First of all, patient does not know the next holiday. First of all, patient knows patient is oriented to her name and her own date of birth. First of all, 07 is 0 out of 5. First of all, 5 minutes short term recall, 0 out of 3. First of all, patient is 4 judgments. First of all, patient is 4 insights. First of all, forever. EEG study was performed today. First of all, it shows that the diffuse background slowing. First of all, this very impression, Alzheimer's disease comma advanced. First of all, patient has a significant a memory loss. First of all, her she's disoriented to time, date, and situation. For such things, the president of the United States is Bush. First of all, patient 07 is out of 5, 0 out of 5. First of all, 5 minute short term recall, 0 out of 3. First of all, patient is poor judgment and poor recall. Impression number 2, right homonymous and right homonymous amnopia. First of all, patient has done a brain MRI. First of all, the brain MRI was done in Silicon Valley Medical Imaging, dated February 15th of 2023. First of all, it shows diffuse cerebellar and cerebral volume loss. First of all, moderate to severe paraventricular and subcortical white matter signal abnormalities are seen. First of all, next to paraventricular recommendation, explain to patients and the daughter-in-law about diagnosis. Next up, we increased the memantine to 10 milligrams, one pill twice a day. Next up, continue to antiquated aspirin, 81 milligrams per day. First up, the brain MRI shows no significant acute stroke right now. First up, there's no mass lesions. So first up, next up, explain to patients common side effects from the above medications. Next up, explain to patients the common signs and symptoms from acute stroke, gamma, which included hemiparesis, antibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, dysphagia. First up, explain to patients go to the emergency room if she develops any of those signs and symptoms. Next up, we recommend patients for follow-up on May 22nd, 2023. First up, this marks May 22nd, 2023. First up, this marks the Next patient last name is a B-A-G-H-E-S-T-A-N-I. First name is E-L-N-A-Z, again, E-L-N-A-Z. Date of visit is April 6th, 2023. Date of birth is April 16, 1995. Next, referring physician is Dr. Referring physician is Dr. Referring physician is Dr. G H A R A Z. I'm sorry, G H A R A G O Z L O U. Next paragraph, Dr. G H A R A G O Z L O U. I have the pleasure to see ELNAZ today from the show evaluation for seizures. Since reference to present illness, chief complaint of seizures. Since reference to present illness, patient is a 27-year-old female from a chief complaint of a seizure disorder. First of all, patient tells me that she's been taking seizure medications for the last 5 to 7 years. So first of all, patient tells me that patient tells me that when she's nervous, she would have these seizure episodes. First of all, patient tells me that she does not have any loss of consciousness. First of all, as a matter of fact, the last seizure that she knows was approximately 5 years ago. First of all, 7 years ago. First of all, she tells me that she hasn't had any seizure for 7 years. First of all, patient tells me that she has ADD and OCD. First of all, patient tells me that she's been taking Celexa for her symptoms. First of all, patient currently denies and hemiparesis, hemiparesis sensory changes, so first up. Next pair of a patient tells me that she's taking Keppra, 500 milligrams, half a pill a day, first up, but there's no side effects with the medication. Next pair of a past medical history, seizures history, next number, current medications, Keppra, 500 milligrams, half a pill a day, next number, allergies, patient denies any allergies to any medication. It's for a social history. Patient is single, first up, patient does not smoke, patient does not drink alcohol, systemics for family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Please do not for the review system. It's for a next for a diagnostic test. An EEG study was performed today. First up, the EEG study is normal. First up, there's no epileptic form discharges. First up, there's no spike in waves activity. So first up, there's no status epilepticus. Next for impression. A possible seizure disorder in the past. So first up, patient tells me that she's been seizure-free for the last 7 years. So first up, she tells me that she hasn't had a seizure for the last 7 years. So first up, in the past, so kind of, she tells me that when she is nervous, of how much she would have a seizure. First up, from her description, kind of, her events did not sound like seizures. Her events did not sound like epileptic seizures. The first type of next paragraph, the patient tells me that she has been seizure free for 7 years. The first step, she's only taking Keppra, 500 milligrams, half a pill per day. First step, the EEG study was normal today. First step, next paragraph, I wrote, we'll recommendation to discontinue the Keppra. First step, she's on very small dosage as it is. First step, I explained to the patient if she has any more seizures, so come and let me know immediately. First step, the patient also tells me that she's on OCD and ADD medication. Come and first step, the patient tells me that she's been taking Celexa for that. So first step, next paragraph, first step, next number, first step. Next paragraph, I recommend patient if she has a seizure, let me know immediately. First up, otherwise I'll follow up with her on May 22nd, 2023. First up, make sure this marks the next decision. Next patient, last name is this marks the end of the decision.